Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way.
Do what?
Take a tiny seed, some dirt, and a little water, and get a beautiful flower. Whenever I try it, all I get's a muddy seed. Oh, Alice.
Mother? Mother?
I'm out here in the backyard.
Goodness, I had no idea. It's after three.
After three, it's time for the cookie brigade to get home.
Mother, they nominated me. I couldn't believe it, but they did.
They nominated you for what?
President of the student body.
Oh, sweetheart. That's
really good.
Wait till you hear who I'm running against.
Oh, whoever it is, it doesn't matter. I'm sure that you'll win.
But your mother's right. No matter who it is, you'll win.
Bob, Alice, guess what?
What?
I was just nominated to run for president of the student body.
You mean?
That's what I was trying to tell you. We're running against each other.
Student body president.
Both our kids for the same office?
Yeah.
Huh.
We've been keeping your dinner warm.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry I'm late.
Of course. Two people running for election, living in the same house.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Hi, Alice.
Hey, Mr. Brady, everything's pretty well done.
Well, that's the way I like them, well done. Especially when I don't have a choice. Greg was nominated and so was Marcia, huh?
Yep, for student body president.
Huh.
Honey, be careful. We've got a cake in the oven.
Whoever wins the election, we have to have a celebration.
I know what you're thinking. We might have some problems.
Well, in the heat of an election, candidates sometimes get carried away.
That's the truth. I remember when I was in grammar school, a little girl that was running for office actually pulled another little girl's hair.
I bet nobody voted for that little girl.
Right, that's how I lost the election. Well, she yanked my hair first.
Oh, Alice. Well, I'm sure we won't have those kind of problems with Greg and Marcia.
That's true. I think we're worrying about nothing. Greg and Marcia are sensible kids.
Get off that phone!
I will not! I have just as much right to use it as you do. Don't you dare touch this phone!
What's going on in
here? She's talking long enough!
You'll just have to wait till I'm finished!
Get me the phone! Hey,
Marcia, take that gun off the chair with your shoes on.
Dad, I asked her three times if I could use the phone.
He never asked!
I even said please!
He never asked! He just told me to get off!
Put it down and we'll talk about it. Young lady, pick up that receiver and put it down properly. Now, let's all sit down.
Over there.
Come on, move.
Now, Marcia, how long were you on the phone?
5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Does this have something to do with the elections? Is that it?
Yeah, she was calling kids on the phone trying to get their votes.
What did you want to use it for?
The same thing.
I'm surprised at you.
So am I. We're proud that you're both running for student body president, but you're behaving like kindergarten kids.
Well, girls are always talking on the phone.
Who are they talking to? Boys.
Look, I guess we'll just have to make rules about the telephone during this, campaign.
Right, we'll make time limits.
Like, how about a half hour for each person?
Only a half hour?
Sounds good to me.
Look, you can make one call or 10. That's entirely up to you.
Let's say 7:30 to 8 for Marcia.
And 8 to 8:30 for Greg.
Okay?
Okay.
I guess so. Can I use it now?
when Marcia's half hour is over. Meantime, you can start your homework.
I'll use the extension upstairs. Marcia doesn't have a chance against Gray. You mean he doesn't have a chance against her? Not a chance.
Just a second.
Look, kids, no matter who wins, we want you to be happy about it.
Oh, come on now. Let's have some smiles here.
We should have known all along that the boys would take Greg's side and the girls would take Marcia's side.
Everybody's always taking sides. Kids, grown-ups, countries.
You know something, Mike?
What?
I think it's very important that we show Marcia and Greg that we're not taking sides.
Honey, you're absolutely right. And the sooner we let them know that, the better.
Sweetheart.
Ow!
Working on your campaign?
Uh-huh.
Well, after you win, will I have to call you Miss President?
Mom, will you help me win the election?
Sure.
Then you'll be helping me beat Greg.
Not at all. I'll be helping you win an election. And if Greg needs my help, I'll help him too.
My opponent?
Strictly impartial. Marcia, do you blame me?
Yes, but I guess you're right.
Good. Now, how can I help?
Well, we can spend up to $10 on the campaign, and I was trying to decide the best way to use the money.
$10. Why don't we make posters? You know, big colorful signs with slogans.
Groovy! Will you help me with the slogan?
Oh, sure. Come on.
And you plug it in here, see?
How do you record?
These two buttons. Stop it here.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
Well, anything to help you, son.
You know, with $10 worth of tapes, I could blast my campaign promises from every loudspeaker in school. Thanks again.
That's okay, Greg.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Everything all right with Marcia?
Uh-huh. How about Greg?
Oh, he's fine. I'll see if there's any way I can help Marcia.
Oh, she'll be happy about that. Yeah. I think I'll let Greg know he can count on me.
Well, how'd you do with Mr. Benson? He said we could hold the rally in the morning as long as we stopped at the first bell.
Great.
What's that for?
Oh, I got an idea last night. My father let me use this recorder. Just listen to this. I figure we can play it on the loudspeaker in between classes. That way it'll say, vote for Greg with all my campaign promises.
Well, you didn't promise him too much.
That's funny. Maybe there's a different tape in it. Let's see. This is the right one. Maybe someone erased it. Marcia. It took me 2 hours to get this tape right. Just wait till I get home. Boy, am I gonna let her have it.
What are you doing? I lost something and I'm looking for it. Oh, we'll help you look.
I don't know.
What are we looking for? A sheet of notebook paper with all my campaign plans.
Oh.
Maybe I left it upstairs in the bedroom. We'll look up there. Come on, Cindy.
Marcia, that was a dirty trick.
Huh?
You shouldn't have done it.
Done what?
You know.
No, I don't.
About the tape.
What tape?
You erased the tape I made on Dad's recorder.
I didn't even touch Dad's tape recorder. But what do you know about my slogans for my campaign posters? I'm sure I left them here in the family room.
What slogans? I didn't even know you were using posters.
All right. What's going on now, huh?
Marcia erased the tapes I made on your recorder last night.
No, I didn't. Greg took the plans for my campaign slogans. I left them in here and they were gone this morning.
Campaign slogans? Were they on notebook paper?
Two sheets of notebook paper.
Oh, Marcia, I'm sorry. Greg didn't take them. I did.
You did?
Yes, ma'am. They looked like a bunch of doodles, and I thought they were scrap paper, and I threw it away.
You threw it away?
I'm sorry.
What good does that do me?
Honey, Alice said she was sorry.
I bet she meant to do it. She's been living with Greg longer, and she wants him to win.
Marcia! Oh,
I am sorry. I had no idea it was something important.
Oh, that's all right, Alice.
What about the tape she erased?
Oh, Greg, you don't know that.
And you are going to be impartial. Oh, boy!
Sweetheart, I know that crying helps some. But I think it would help more if you went downstairs and apologized to Alice.
Apologize? Why?
Well, deep down, you know that Alice didn't deliberately throw away your papers. And you just said that out of anger. Isn't that true? Well, isn't it?
I guess so.
Well, it's just like Greg accusing you of destroying his tape. You didn't do that.
You're right, Mother. Of course not.
Boy, Marcia's sure gonna be surprised when she sees these posters we're making for her.
Well, it's a good idea, Alice.
I sure hope it helps her campaign.
Can I make another one?
You finished already?
That doesn't say anything. Alice sent to copy the letters. She didn't say how.
No, I like it. It's kind of catchy. It'll really make people remember her name.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Look at these neat posters.
Look at mine, look at mine.
That's our Scrabble poster.
Alice, are you helping me make the posters, too?
You bet your bottom ballot.
Alice.
What is it, sweetie?
Alice, I said a couple of things a while ago.
I know exactly what you're going to say, honey. You don't even have to bother to say it.
Thanks.
Oh, come on. We haven't got time for all this mush. We've got posters to get done.
Well, Bobby said you wanted to see me.
Yeah. Greg, I think we better straighten out a few things.
I'm sorry I got angry, Dad, but I was sure about Marcia erasing my tape.
How do you know Marcia erased your tape?
Well, who else would have?
You.
Me?
Or any of the kids. Greg, I've punched the wrong key on that thing myself sometimes. Come on, be honest. You don't know Marcia erased your tapes.
Well?
See, it isn't any different than Marcia thinking you threw her paper away.
Okay, you win.
I'm not trying to win anything.
It could have happened that way. I guess.
Is it settled, then?
Settled. You know, Dad, lots of kids think their parents are wrong about everything. But I think you're right. Quite often.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay, you ready? All right, now do it just the way I told you.
V-O-T-E, V-O-T-E, vote for Greg, Greg.
Yay, Greg!
Boy, surprised.
Yeah, where'd you learn that?
I used to be a cheerleader in high school.
Oh, will you do one of your cheers for us? Please, please?
Yeah, yeah, here, here, here. E-V-A-N-D-E-R, E-V-A-N-D-E-R, Evander, Evander, yay! Team.
What's the matter?
I remembered the cheer, but my back didn't.
Do you like this campaign pledge? I will try my best to get more boys to the Friday night school dance.
Well, I think it's a great pledge, but you're fighting a losing battle.
Why?
Well, we girls have been trying to get boys to come to the school dance since 3000 B.C.
Really, Mom?
Well, I've only been at it since 2000 B.C.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, fine. We're just going over Marcia's campaign speech.
Oh, you got in pretty good shape now, Marcia?
I hope so. I've promised everybody everything I could think of.
Yeah, sounds like you're running for Congress.
I mean every one of my promises, too.
Forget what I said about Congress. Say, listen, maybe you and Greg would like to try out your speeches in front of an audience.
What audience?
Our family.
Yeah.
When we all get together, we're a whole audience all by ourselves. That is, unless you've got some secrets you don't want Greg to hear.
There aren't any secrets, Mom. Our platforms were printed in the school paper last week.
Well, then if it's all right with Greg, we'll have a full-scale rehearsal tonight.
Great.
And as my last pledge, I promise to set one afternoon aside each week to listen to anyone who has a complaint or suggestion. I promise to follow through until you are satisfied with the result. Listening's okay, but results are what count. And that's what you'll get from me if you vote. Results. Now, as your president, I would always... I would always represent all of you. Whether you vote for me or not. Thank you.
Sure. Gang? It's time we had a little talk. I hope you three are proud of yourselves. And your behavior while Greg was speaking was just as bad.
Oh, Marcia, your speech was just fine. You must have let the boys upset you.
I know, but...
Look, if you're going to run for any kind of office, you have to expect the opposition to be, well, rude. On the other hand, you shouldn't have to expect it in your own home.
Yes, that's exactly right. Now, I don't want to make a big thing about this, but your mother and I don't like what just happened.
Well, you've made it a contest between boys and girls. That isn't right.
We're going to be a family for a lot longer than either Marcia or Greg would be in office. Okay. You can go now.
Right next to my old golf clubs.
How come you don't ever play golf anymore?
With six children, a husband, a house, and a dog, you ask me how come?
Sorry.
Marcia?
Yeah, Mom?
I'd like to talk to you about something.
Okay.
Well, I've been wanting to talk to you about this for a long time, but... Well, one minute I tell myself to forget it, and then
What is it?
Well, Marcia, you are 1 year younger than Greg, and you do have two additional semesters to run for student body president. And I just thought that maybe... Well... Forget it, sweetheart. May the best Brady win. Go ahead, get the paint for the posters.
Okay, precinct workers. How many votes can we count on from Rick's class?
Rick.
Here it is.
14 out of 27.
13. Ooh. That's awful close.
Yeah, even for a football game.
I'm not worried about a football game. I'm worried about this election. Greg?
Yeah.
I know a sure way for you to win tomorrow.
A sure way?
How? We could start a rumor about her.
A rumor about Marcia?
Uh-huh. You know, something nasty. Like she was seen in the balcony at the movies last Saturday afternoon with that creep Felix Brown. Now, wait a minute, you. You're talking about my sister. You start a rumor like that and I'll personally knock your head in. Got me? Don't get tough with me, Greg. I got a lot of votes lined up for you. I'm your campaign manager. You were my campaign manager. Now get lost, Rusty. You mean that? You bet I mean it. I don't like that kind of stuff.
You've really done it, Greg. You've blown the election.
And I was editor of the yearbook and member of school council for 3 semesters. And I've had a lot more experience than my worthy opponent. And that's why I think you should elect me president of the student body. Thank you.
And now we'll hear from the other candidate, who by coincidence has the same last name as the first candidate. Marcia Brady.
Thank you, Mr. Dickens. Fellow students, I had a prepared speech, but I'm not going to use it, and for a very good reason. I have reconsidered my candidacy. My opponent has more experience than I do in school government. Besides, I think he's real groovy. If those of you who helped in my campaign really want to elect the best president for the job, it's Greg Brady. Brother or not, thank you.
Beautiful.
Now, you shouldn't have put my name on it.
I told her to. You'd have won the election.
You'd have run away with it.
No. You're wrong. You were a cinch.
I didn't have a chance.
Just a minute. The election's over. As far as I'm concerned, there are 2 winners.
And we are all equally proud of both of them.
Hear, right? Hear. Now, if you 2 winners would please blow out the candles before they melt the cake.
Oh. All right.
I want a rose.
That?
Sweetheart, in your room.
Mommy! Mommy! Guess what? They made me crossing guard for a whole week.
Oh, sweetheart, that's wonderful. And that's a very important job.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
And guess who I beat out? Guess who?
I don't have to guess. Sweetheart.